Boeing 737-900, B737-800, and Airbus A319 main trouble? The Federal Aviation Administration extended the hold for Boeing 737-9 MAX aircraft to operate in the United States indefinitely. This is bad news specifically for Alaska Airlines, its flights from and to Hawaii to the U.S. mainland, and United Airlines. ANA flight B737 MAX 8 found a crack in the cockpit window. In the meantime, a domestic flight on Japan's All Nippon Airways returned to its departure airport on Saturday after a crack was found on the cockpit window of the Boeing 737-800 aircraft Midair, a spokesperson for the airline said. Even though this issue does not involve any of the problems related to B737 MAX 9, it's another question mark on how Boeing is manufacturing safe passenger planes. ANA Flight 1182 was originally flying towards Toyama Airport, but it had to return to the Sapporo Nuchitos Airport due to the discovery of a crack on the outer layer of the four windows surrounding the cockpit. Fortunately, there were no injuries reported among the 59 passengers and 6 crew members. United Airlines Airbus A319 emergency landing in Tampa. On Thursday, a United Airlines Airbus A319 made an emergency landing in Tampa, Florida, after it reported problems with a door in mid-flight. This is raising a possible more widespread issue not only involving Boeing but also its European competitor Airbus. There was no immediate comment on this incident released by Airbus at this time. The Airbus A319neo is another small aircraft authorized to cross the Pacific Ocean to destinations, such as Hawaii. The Airbus A319 has an impeccable safety record, with no fatal accidents to passengers. The A319 is a smaller aircraft compared to the B737-900 with less capacity, but similar in many ways. The emergency in Tampa is very different from the Alaska Airlines incident in Portland, Oregon last week and less severe. First delivery of the B737-900 to Delta Airlines. In 2013, Boeing announced proudly it had delivered its first B737 MAX 9, or what they like to call now B737-900, to Delta Airlines. Iturbonews.com. Airbus A319 vs. Boeing 737-90033.84 m/111 ft length 42.10 m/138 ft 1 and 34.10 m/111 ft 10 in wingspan 35.80 m/117 ft 5 and 122.60 m/21 320 ft 2 wing area 125.00 m/21 345 ft 2 11.70 m/38 ft 5 and height 12.50 m/41 ft 2 engines 21 20 kN 27 000 left thrust per engine 121 kN 27 300 lbf 240 kN 54 000 total thrust 242 kN 54 600 lbf 500 kgs 166 000 lbs mto w 79 000 kgs 174 000 lbs 6 800 km 3 672 range 5 084 km 2 745 nmm 0.78 cruise speed m 0.785 124 passengers capacity 177 passengers 160 passengers max. Capacity 220 passengers. The FAA said in a press release issued Friday evening. After taking decisive and immediate action to ground approximately 171 Boeing 737-9 MAX planes, the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, today announced new and significant actions to immediately increase its oversight of Boeing production and manufacturing. These actions come one day after the FAA formally notified Boeing that the FAA has launched an investigation into the company as a result of last Friday's incident on a Boeing Model 737-9 MAX in which the aircraft lost a passenger door plug while in flight. The actions announced today include the FAA conducting an audit involving the Boeing 737-9 MAX production line and its suppliers to evaluate Boeing's compliance with its approved quality procedures. The results of the FAA's audit analysis will determine whether additional audits are necessary. increased monitoring of Boeing 737-9 MAX in service events. Assessment of safety risks around delegated authority and quality oversight, and examination of options to move these functions under independent, third-party entities. Safety risks. It is time to re-examine the delegation of authority and assess any associated safety risks, FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker said. The grounding of the 737-9 and the multiple production-related issues identified in recent years require us to look at every option to reduce risk. The FAA is exploring the use of an independent third party to oversee Boeing's inspections and its quality system. Yesterday, the FAA announced an investigation to determine if Boeing failed to ensure completed products conformed to its approved design and were in a condition for safe operation and compliance with FAA regulations. The safety of the flying public, not speed, will determine the timeline for returning the Boeing 737-9 MAX to service.